With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Mark Brown. A group doing an encampment at the University of Windsor says it plans to be there for the long haul. But University President Dr. Robert Gordon says they've been in constant contact with the group about its safety.
We're looking forward to being able to have some conversations with them in the coming days to see what we can work through, and certainly to make sure that we place a priority on these remaining peaceful and supportive and really an opportunity for us to learn and get better.
The Liberation Zone went up Thursday near Dillon Hall. Tents were set up over the weekend. Ontario's car thieves are already on notice. Now it's the impaired driver's turn. Queen's Park will introduce a bill that, if passed, would provide a lifetime driving ban for any impaired driver who causes a death. Everyone convicted of impaired driving will now be required to install an ignition device and undergo education and treatment. A boil water advisory remains in effect for Tilbury, Wheatley, and portions of Lakeshore and Leamington. That's due to a loss in water pressure. The Chatham, Kent, and Windsor Essex Health units are asking affected residents to boil their water before use. The Workplace Safety and Insurance Board is looking at 50 historical claims from ill or injured temporary foreign workers. The Foreign Agricultural Worker Strategy emphasizes recovery and return to work, even if they go home. The WSIB will contact those with a claim under review starting next month. A Windsor man is being honored for his volunteerism. John Martell is one of 14 Ontarians receiving the June Callwood Outstanding Achievement Award. He's worked with the Hospice of Windsor and Essex County for 25 years and serves on its board of directors. Once again, Windsor will play host to top divers. The 2024 Canadian Olympic Diving Trials are this weekend at the Aquatic Center. Mayor Drew Dilkins says the region is drawing more of the big-name sports competitions.
So this marks really a monumental chapter for Windsor's sporting community and a proud moment for our local diving club. It also reinforces Windsor and the surrounding region's status and reputation as a world-class sports tourism destination.
Tickets are available through the link at WindsorNewsToday.ca. Admission on Friday, though, is free. That wasn't the only big announcement made on Wednesday morning at the Aquatic Center. Windsor will again welcome the world's divers next year when the city hosts the 2025 Canada Cup. The 2016 FINA World Championships were held at the WFCU Center. Game 4 of the Schmaltz Cup Finals Wednesday night has Lakeshore hosting Clarington. The Canadiens lead 2-1. In the Stanley Cup playoffs, Dallas can finish off Colorado Wednesday night at home in Game 5. In baseball, the Tigers were shut out by Miami 2-0 on Wednesday afternoon at Comerica Park. The Jays fell in Baltimore to the Orioles 3-2. Two Game 5s in the NBA, with the Celtics hosting the Cavaliers and the Thunder facing the Mavericks. Wednesday night's weather, some clouds with a low of 10, windy with a shower possible, partly sunny Thursday up to 25, mostly cloudy and 13 Thursday night with a chance of rain. I'm Mark Brown. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.